That's right.
And so you're saying that, and, you know, they say God can do anything, but once someone has ended up in hell, he can't get them out.
Well, that's why Christ was crying. He said, I shed my blood that they would not come here. And you know, God is a righteous God, and he has to judge righteously.
So what did you hear them say?
They said, they were talking, this man was talking, okay, preaching. And Christ said to him, peace be still, O man. And he turned his whole carcass towards the Lord, and he said, Lord, I repent now to you. I'll do the right thing now, Lord, if you'll just let me. He called him Lord out of hell and give me back my body. He said, I know you can do this. He said, I won't be prejudiced anymore. He said, I won't lie anymore. He said, I won't steal from the church anymore. And he said, I was a preacher of your word, and sin entered into my heart, and I yield my life to the devil, and I compromised. He said, I compromised you, and I did wicked things. And he said, Lord, I've been here many years, and I cannot die. He was very, and he was judged, you know, burning in hell.
Tell me another person.
Okay, there was another person. There was like on one side of the belly of hell. You know, belly of hell was 3 miles around, 17 miles high. There was a whole bunch of people back up there moaning and groaning and screaming, their skeletons. And one man in particular was screaming. And we went over to him, and Christ said, peace be still. He was in hell, and he had a skeleton form. He had real blood on his hands. And Jesus said, the blood of many is upon your hands. Because he used to serve the Lord, and he used to teach about the Holy Spirit. He had the Holy Spirit. And then he quit teaching, and the Holy Spirit left him, and he because of his sin, said. The man began to sin against God, serving God. He was serving God. That's in Ezekiel, you know, the righteous. Mm-hmm. You know, if you see the sword coming, you have to warn the people. But he wouldn't do that. He would compromise. He wanted money more than God's commandments. And he told God. They talked to him, and Jesus talked. And he said that when you begin to open seminars against the Holy Spirit is when the judgment come up on you. He said if you judged yourself, you would not be here if you'd repented. It's always about repentance.
The good news is you're still alive, and you can decide where you're going to spend forever. Hello, Sid Roth here with Mary Catherine Baxter, and we're talking about her 30 nights. Each night, Jesus took her on a guided tour of hell. And one of the things I find fascinating is the whole subject about the blood of Messiah. But this was brought up in hell. Tell me about it.
Jesus would stress about his blood to these souls that was lost. He would say, if you'd only believe the gospel, if you'd only believe that my blood was shed to wash away any sin you ever committed, I would have done it if you'd only repented and called upon me. He stressed that all through hell. And he means just what he says, that it was his blood that was shed on Calvary. If we would believe that he's the Son of God, that he came to wash away our sins, and he would stress that. He said, you wouldn't be in hell if you'd only believed.
Tell me, and unfortunately, most people that have not ended their life that are listening to me right now don't understand how powerful the blood of the King Hallelujah. Of the Jews, the Messiah of Israel, is Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. Hallelujah. And you that are mocking right now, you're not going to get the last laugh. You're not going to. Don't you mock. Mary Catherine Baxter, tell me an exact example of when you have pleaded the blood, or tell me something about the blood of Jesus.
I was praying for this person that was choking. And I went and laid hands upon him, began to plead the blood of Jesus, and I believe in the covenant of Jesus Christ. As we began to pray, all of that immediately left because it was a spirit that had attacked them. And another one, the child had a high fever. We covered him with prayer and the blood of Jesus. And the spirit of the power of God came on me, and I rebuked it, and it instantly broke through the blood of Jesus.
If we could just see in the invisible world
yes.
that when we plead the blood,
it actually happens.
Everything that the
yes.
blood has accomplished. When you say it actually
yes.
happens, what do you mean?
Okay, we was in a church sit where angels were standing as we were praying. Excuse me, singing the song, The Bloodline. As we've seen it, I seen a line, an angel standing and holding a large line of the blood. It was called the bloodline, all around the church, all around the people. And at times when we plead the blood, I actually see a shield of red come down over that person. And they begin to get healed. They begin to get delivered. And if there's a cancer in their body, sometimes God lets me see it, the red goes on the dark spot and burns out the cancer.
The story of Kenneth Hagin's near-death experience is spectacular. In April of 1933, Hagin was bedridden. He had been ill with a deformed heart from birth. On the evening of the 22nd, he took a turn for the worse. His family stayed by his side and waited for the arrival of the doctor. Suddenly a pain shot through his heart like lightning. He was convinced he was living his last few moments. He states, "My toes seemed to go numb. This numbness spread to my feet, my ankles, my knees, my hips, my stomach, my heart, and I leaped out of my body. I knew I was outside of my body. I could see my family in the room, but I couldn't contact them." As he tried to communicate with his family members, he felt himself leaving the room and falling into what seemed to be a downward well or cavern. Hagin claims that as he descended, he could see the lights of Earth fading away and was eventually covered by darkness. When he came to the bottom of the cavern, he was surrounded by giant orange flames. He saw what he believed to have been the gates of hell. He says he was physically drawn to those gates like a magnet, though he tried to stop himself. "I was conscious of the fact that some kind of creature met me at the bottom of that pit. I didn't look at it. My gaze was riveted on the gate. As the creature grabbed Hagin, a thunderous voice spoke. The creature immediately released Hagin, and he felt himself pulled towards the light."
"Granny. Oh, son. You're back.
Granny, I'm going again.
No. Hang on.
Where's Mom? I want to tell her goodbye.
When I looked at Mommy, you had gone. She ran out the door.
I've got to tell Mama goodbye.
Yes. Lily.
Granny, don't go.
No.
I'm afraid
I'll
go.
No, I won't. I'll stay right here, son. I'll be right with you.
Granny, I'm going again. I love you.
Hagin states this event occurred three times. The third time, he thought he may have been hallucinating the entire experience. But as the darkness surrounded him, he was convinced that this hellish place was real. Hagin tells of calling out into the darkness, "God, I belong to the church. I've been baptized in water." Once again, he was at the bottom of the pit, faced with the gates and the unknown creature. But again, just like the two times before, he heard the voice. I don't know what he said, but whatever he said, that place shook. It just trembled. Hagin remembers praying as he ascended towards earth. "Oh God, I come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you to forgive me of my sins. I want you to know it was like a 2-ton weight lifted off my chest." Dr. Kenneth Hagin eventually recovered from his heart condition. He is known internationally as the founder and president of Rhema Bible School.
Going to feature a testimony by a man of God named Mickey Robinson. You're going to be absolutely amazed when you hear this story, because he was in a plane crash that literally destroyed him. In fact, it killed him. And yet he's alive to tell the tale. Hold on to your seats right now.